Happy Thanksgiving. And welcome to the City Council meeting for Tuesday, November 26, 2024. We'll go ahead and start with the Pledge of Allegiance. And Jack Wade, who we're going to swear in here, you're going to start off and lead us with the pledge, okay?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Perfect, you passed.
I'm going to hit record here, though.
Okay, now we will do roll call.
Coke.
Here.
Transier.
Here.
Plocher.
Here.
Soling.
Absent.
Is absent. Funkhauser.
Here.
Merrick.
Here.
Terulis.
Here.
Cornelius.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Very nice. Thank you. I have no amendments to the agenda. Yes, sir?
Can I make a motion to move all the abatement ordinances to the consent agenda?
Is there a second?
A second.
Any discussion? All in favor, signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Wow, it's a record. Well, that does allow us. I wasn't going to do executive session, but that does allow us executive session now. And that'll be probably 45 minutes, so. Do you have any students here today? Wait, anyone here? No? Okay. I meant students for school, for class. Okay, so I got to make a note of this. Will you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Clues of business.
Number two and number three of admin.
Yeah, that was for agenda items number two and number three, correct?
Of admin.
Of admin,
yeah.
Correct?
Of admin.
Yes, thank you.
Four and five, too.
Oh, four and five?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
God, that's a long story. So two through five. Do you want to put the whole agenda there?
I can make that motion.
You get a second. You get a second.
Maybe in December.
Okay. So we voted on the motion to amend, and okay, so we're going to approve the agenda as amended. Okay. Next, we have a presentation. We have introduction and swearing in of New Yorkville Police Department Officer Jack Wade, who led us in the pledge.
Here, Mayor.
Who's doing that? Me?
Yeah. And this is his copy.
Yeah. I do that?
And Jack, you have to speak about 10 minutes afterwards, okay? Practice for those things. People are crazy. Here, you get the sweater. Awesome. Okay. Raise your right hand, please, and repeat after me, except for when I say state your name, you actually say your own name.
All right.
Okay. I state your name.
Jack Wade.
Having been appointed to the office of patrol officer.
Having been appointed to the office of patrol officer.
In the United City of Yorkville.
In the United City of Yorkville.
In the County of Kendall aforesaid.
In the County of Kendall aforesaid.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the State of Illinois. The
Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And the ordinances of the United City of Yorkville.
The ordinances of the United City of Yorkville.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
And I will faithfully discharge.
The duties of the Office of Patrol Officer.
The duties of Officer of Patrol Officer.
Of the United City of Yorkville Police Department.
Of the United City of Yorkville Police Department.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my abilities.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay. I'll speak. The chief's already saved your butt once.
So, first of all, welcome to YPD. We're excited because this is our third or fourth officer. The city council has taken care of our department over the years, and since I've been here and before that. Authorizing our staffing to go from 30 all the way up to 34, and Jack is that 34th officer. So congratulations and thank you to the board for allowing us to do that. Jack is a graduate and attending Illinois State University with a Bachelor of Science degree in Business Administration. So he's a smart one. That's good. Personal information, he's a 2019 graduate of Oswego High School and a lifelong resident of the Village of Oswego. He's joined tonight by his mom, Katie, his sister, Allie, grandmother, Tina, cousin, Tyler, roommate, Colin, and some other friends. So I've already tried to recruit him, so we might have to see if we can get them in here, too. Jack's nickname is Father Jack.
Oh.
I'm sure there's, see that look on his face? Yeah. I'm sure there's a story about that, which is good. So we'll have to get a hold of that one. Hey, your background, dude, it was thick. That's good. So Jack is going to be attending the Macon County Law Enforcement Academy for 16 weeks. He leaves in January. Once he graduates from the police academy, he will be in the field training program for 20 weeks. And upon successful completion, he'll be assigned to the Field Operations Division, probably working night shift. Initially, Jack went to school for business and decided that he really wanted to give back to his community, wanting something a little bit more meaningful in his life. So he chose law enforcement. So nice choice. So during the background, and like I said, we have a very thick background process that we go through. I just want to tell you some of the statements that were made by employers, family members. Jack was always reliable and resourceful. He took a very challenging position with this company and did an excellent job. Jack is motivated, self-starter, one of the nicest guys you could meet. He has a unique and uncanny ability to talk with people. We noticed that today. So today we did an event at Cedarhurst in Yorkville where we did Thanksgiving pies with the seniors that we do every year. Jack actually sat at a table, two separate tables, talking to seniors the entire hour and a half that we were there. It was awesome seeing him communicate, talk with. He's feeding one of the seniors who had a difficult time feeding herself. He was feeding her. That's the kind of people that we hire, and we're excited to have you here, dude. Congratulations.
So, Jim, you were pointing to me when you said seniors ties. I am a member of AARP. I know I look old for 30 years old.
But I am older than
you. Yes,
you are. So I'm saved with that.
There's pies downstairs, we'll bring it one.
What's that?
There's pies downstairs still, we'll bring it.
Yeah, ice cream up there too.
We'll find a way to get it.
Okay, do you want to get your family up here for pictures?
Absolutely.
I don't know, guys.
So you have three sisters here, right? Your buddies want to come over here too?
Yeah, absolutely.
So you guys from Oswego too?
Yep.
Nice.
Well, thanks for coming out.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure.
Not for ambulance.
Short fat guy.
Take so.
Awesome.
Well, welcome. And you did a great job in sweat.
Yeah.
You're Ohio State fan?
Actually, Ken is over here.
Oh, okay.
Are you a Buckeye fan?
No,
Buckeye.
No, I go to Michigan no, State.
Oh, yeah. Michigan State. Wait, Jory here is a blue fan.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You are the toilet bowl this year, aren't you? Illinois crush.
Oh, you shouldn't have went there.
Everyone.
You go to Michigan State?
I do. I do, yeah. Yes. I'm a senior. Good
for you. That's awesome. That's a cool place, though. Maybe the basketball team will be good this year.
Maybe. We'll see.
I defended Ohio State and Michigan.
Yeah.
Okay. Where are we at now? Oh, public hearings. Do we have any public hearings?
Nope.
Sweet. Citizen comments on anything on the agenda? No? Okay. So we have the consent agenda. One, bill payments for approval for $2,185,616.15. Number two, PW 2493, ordinance amending the code of ordinance, United City of Yorkville, to authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute regulating on street parking, Garden Street. That's just for partial day. I don't need to read all these. You're on the consent agenda, but I will add, since it's not written, the admin committee report.
Two.
I'm sorry. Yeah, two, three, four, and five. And those are all levy abatements. And what those are, if we don't abate the levies, they get levied on top of the normal tax. Is that correct? So we have to do this as just part of the process. Okay. I think that's all the comments I have on the consent agenda. Is there a motion and a second?
So moved.
Second. Second was Merrick. I guess can't have a discussion according to Funkhauser. Roll call. We'll do roll call.
Koch.
Aye.
Plocher.
Yes.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Terulis.
Aye.
Transier.
Aye.
Merrick.
Yeah.
Cornels.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Very nice. Thank you all. Okay. Mayor's report. Well, I'd like to report that we had a great event last Friday with the parade and the tree lighting, correct?
Yes, that's right.
And the fireworks were fantastic. The 5K was great, too.
Yeah, it was an outstanding weekend. We had a great turnout. You know, I think as you and I discussed and the staff, very festive. People were definitely into the holiday spirit this year.
Yes, I agree 100%. People were happy to be there. It was a great event. And I don't know if you all noticed. Oh, they all left. Mike and Molly maybe noticed. Did you see the cool Christmas decorations they had in the parking lot when you pulled in? Mm-hmm. If you didn't, go check them out. They're really pretty kick butt. So I think the staff did a great job of that. I don't know. Should I have anything else in the mayor's report? Tim, anything else?
No, Mr. Mayor.
Okay. Oh, I like that. Okay, so item number one, 2024-89, tax levy for the 2024 levy to be applied in 2025 or collected in 2025. And did you say these are one motion?
Correct.
Okay. Looking for a motion to approve the resolution requesting the separate levy rates for all city funds and an ordinance for the levy and assessment of taxes for the fiscal year beginning May 25 and ending in April 30th, 26.
So moved.
Second. Second by Koch. I will, this for discussion, the total levy for the city is $4,051,000. Rob, is that correct?
That's correct.
And the library is $1,066,000. Any further discussion? Mr. Funkhauser?
I had asked Bart a question. If we held the levy flat, what would we be impacted? And the answer was we'd be out about $175,000. I would prefer for us to see if we can actually hold it flat this year. If we'd maybe discuss flat, you know, going flat and not taking the new construction, and you know, working our budget within those, you know, trying to stay within those means. So I'd like to see if the other council members are on board with keeping flat our levy this year.
I'd be interested in that.
Okay. Now keep in mind, our levy actually went down by how much, Rob? Because the library bond fell off. And that was
correct.
About, what, $850,000?
$864,000, yeah.
And what did the new construction increase, which is $175,000?
It was, the new construction, I think, was $175,000.
Is that what, yeah, that's,
yeah. That was
so
the number you gave is what we
the overall decrease is still, what, $590,000, something like that, $585,000, roughly?
Roughly, yes. And
yeah.
To that point, you know, instead of going to the library for their bond, you know, the city is still generating a revenue above and beyond. We're in pretty good financial, you know, we have pretty good financial means right now. So if we can avoid taking that extra, I think it would be a good gesture to try to do that if we could.
Anyone else?
How would that work? So, because is he, are you talking about this current one, Chris, or
the one, yeah, the proposed, going forward? No, the proposed levy that we're moving forward with, that we're looking to adopt tonight. And that would be factored into the budget.
Other, well, Mr. Plocher?
I have no problem taking the new construction. We've done it for years, and that's how they get put on deck holes, so.
If you don't take the new construction, what do you believe the approximate savings would be to the taxpayers?
It's minimal.
Okay.
However, if we just go by that logic of it's minimal, school and the library or the forest preserve are both taking over 5% increases this year. They already had their hearings for those. If we take that same principle, if it's only a couple bucks, it's only a few bucks, a couple bucks, a few bucks every year adds up very quickly. And anything we can do to try to mitigate that and help our tax base, I'm all for it.
Rob, do you know how many parcels we have in town?
I do not.
Okay. Because didn't we do like...
There's almost 10,000 households.
10,000 households? Yeah. So if there's 10,000 households plus business, maybe with 12,000 parcels, maybe 15. So the average is going to go down for the city portion. I understand your concerns. I can't say your concerns about other taxing bodies is wrong, but I can only have impact on what we do. And if we stick with the recommended levy, I think, didn't it go through committee too?
It did.
Yeah. We're still going to lower the average Yorkville portion of property taxes by about $40 to $50 per parcel. Some will be higher, some will be lower. But if there's 15,000 times 40, that's 100, that's 600,000, and I think we're right at 585,000 or something like that.
Rob, the taxpayer impact is probably $3 to $5 is my guess, $175,000.
On the city?
Yeah.
Yeah, about $4.
Anyone else? So there's a motion and a second, unless anyone else has anything, to take the levy as we've discussed here, 4.051 million for the city and 1.066 for the library.
I'll make a motion then to amend the motion to take a flat tax, or to keep the levy flat.
Keep the flat levy.
Fiscal year 2025.
So don't take new construction then?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, so we have discussion on that. So we're back to the same point, but now we have a formal motion. Anyone have any comments or thoughts? I like your idea. I just think we're already lower than 40 bucks. Our city's growing, we have a lot of services to provide.
It's always the case.
I'm not disagreeing.
It's always the case.
Yep, but when can we lower it by 40 bucks a year? This year? And again, that's an average number. Yours might be 28, mine might be 16, Ken's might be 80. Any other discussion? So we have a motion and a second to amend the levy to reduce it by the new construction, which is, Rob, approximately $175,000?
$170,000.
Okay. Okay, we'll do a roll call on the motion to amend the original to reduce the proposed levy by $170,000. Roll call, please.
Plocher.
Nay.
Was that it?
Nay.
No.
No, okay.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Terulis.
Aye.
Transier.
Nay.
Merrick?
Nay.
Cornels?
Aye.
Coke?
Aye.
What was that?
Aye.
Aye.
You get to break the tie.
No.
So you're voting no?
Yep.
Okay. So motion fails.
Okay, so we're back to the original motion of the original levy that was proposed. Is there any other discussion? No other discussion? Roll call, please.
Funkhauser?
Nay.
Terulis?
Nay.
Transier?
Aye.
Merrick?
Aye.
Cornels?
Aye.
Coke?
Aye.
Plocher?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. Good discussion. Appreciate it very much. Mark, which committee did that go through?
Admin committee.
Okay.
Yes.
And did admin have a recommendation on that?
They recommended the new construction only.
They did.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're sticking with the committee recommendation.
Yeah,
okay.
It's a recommendation.
That's what I thought was on the agenda, that one. Okay, well, I appreciate it. Good discussion. Thank you. Next, item two. Yeah, because we did A and B together, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Item two. Oh, this is pretty fun. We have a resolution authorizing the donation of certain used playground equipment to kids around the world and not-for-profit entity, Rotary Park. Is there a motion? And a second.
So moved.
Transier?
Second.
Cope? Tim?
we've done a couple of these already. You want to explain this one, please?
Yeah, this is just similar to the Sleaser and Rice Parks that we did earlier this year. This is actually part of Rotary Park. We applied for the grant back in September for the first inclusive playground in Yorkville. We did receive the grant back in October. We've been told that we should be expecting the playground sometime the first or second week of December. Kids around the world are very interested in this playground as well. Since it's a complete tear now, this has been a great partnership with them. Hopefully people saw it. I mean, I've been weekly a couple weeks ago. Scott Spencer actually went down to the Dominican and installed one of the old playgrounds here in the Dominican. So we're just looking to do the same thing, just because of how successful this has been.
I saw those pictures from the Dominican.
Yes.
Those kids look like they're just having a blast.
Yeah.
They probably never saw a playground like that in their lives.
Yeah, he said it's an incredible experience.
Yeah.
Just how grateful the community is to have something like that, because it's just, they don't have it.
It's amazing the things we can throw out in our society, and other countries just love it.
Correct.
Things we take for granted here. Other or any other comments? Roll call, please.
Tarulis.
Aye.
Transier.
Yes.
Merrick.
Yeah.
Cornels.
Aye.
Koch.
Aye.
Plocher.
Yes.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. Next, we have an ordinance amending the Yorkville City Code 292 regarding Planning and Zoning Commission membership. I'm looking for a motion and a second on this.
No, so moved.
Transier, is there a second? No second?
Second.
Second by Merrick. Well, I'll leave this one. Something I brought up. We have... seven members on the Plan Commission. We've had some challenges filling it. And we have some people who've been interested who have recently left the city in like the last week or two. And I would like to see us consider this, because in the years prior, 15 years ago roughly, the Plan Commission allowed members up to a mile and a half away, and that was the city rules. We've had some people been involved, they've been in the area for a real long time, some of them their whole lives, got businesses in the area, and this would amend it to allow one person within a quarter mile of the city limits. And I would like to have some discussion. If you don't want to do it, that's fine. Just gives us some flexibility on getting some people who are interested, who might have a business in the community, who've been in the community for a long time. And it doesn't go out the full mile and half that the state would allow us to do, just a quarter mile. And I know, for example, some of these people move just within hundreds of feet of the city limits. So I'm open for discussion. I know some of you expressed some reservations, so I'm open for discussion. Questions, comments, anyone? Ken, did you have
any?
Oh, Chris.
Yeah, I'll start. I understand the principle of expanding it. I know the state does allow you to go out to the lighting boundary district or limit of a mile and a half. However, these being city issues that we are discussing, I do think it's important to keep these as city residents for the purpose of having them discuss and make recommendations to the council on these types of issues. So I do think it's beneficial to have residents. I don't recall when it was changed from being outside of the city limits.
Christy or Bart might be able to answer that better.
I don't recall, but yeah, I always thought they were the first year always in. But
our previous plan commission,
when it was separate,
we allowed it
that.
Up
okay.
until 2016. I don't know if this section of the ordinance was changed.
Okay. But
we had a
sitting
member up till 2016.
Yeah. I understand that. And I would say we have a vacancy right now. And I know some people are very interested in serving. And if you say no, that's fine. But having six people in the city limits minimum, because this would only allow one from outside the city limits, you could have six people and one vacancy, or you could have six people and one who's outside the city limits. And we may have another vacancy here shortly, depending on how the next election goes. And I've received applications for these
you know, not just this one, the library board, et cetera. The library board is, you know, it's controlled by state statute. We can't amend it. This one, we can. Just getting input from different people. But I've had applications where I look and I'm not going to pick this person, pick that person. That's my prerogative, who I pick. I've also had people who've expressed interest. I've called several times. They don't answer their phone. So I just sometimes ask yourself, how interested are people really? So it gives a tool to pick some people who are very interested in the community, been here for a long time, in some cases their whole lives, other cases a real long time. So, but again, if you all say no, I'm not going to lose sleep over it. I just, there's some good people out there who qualify for this. Mr. Cope? Yeah, I'll come back.
So it's just going to be one person on the Planning Commission board?
One max. Not required, but one max.
So how would the logistics go for how you're going to... What if you have multiple people that are outside there that want to be on it?
I'd have to pick one and limit it to one. I mean, these rules are set by the council, so we'd have to limit it to one.
So would you ever replace it with swap it out, or how does that work?
So if we
say you had another person come in and you decide you wanted that person.
So if we pass these rules, doesn't require us to have one person from outside the city limits, but it would limit us to having one person from outside the city limits. So let's say, Ken, you and Matt moved outside the city limits, but you want to get involved in the city, you stay involved in the city. If I had no one else in the city limits and a vacancy, I could appoint one of the two of you. If I had no vacancies, obviously I couldn't appoint anyone, or if I already had one of you in here, I couldn't appoint the other.
Correct. So I've got a couple of questions.
Sure.
One is, members that are on the Planning and Zoning Commission, what's the term that they're appointed to?
4 years.
Thank you.
Does it rotate like any of the other commissions? Like, is it, you know, a couple or appointed
yes,
every year?
Correct.
Or 2 years? Yeah. Okay. So I guess my other inquiry would be, if we do decide that this makes sense, maybe for lack of, you know, having within city limits residents show interest, then maybe we insert some language in here that pays preference to those within city limits, and if there are none, then we can consider the quarter mile.
That I kind of was trying to say kind of something similar to that too. If you had,
so let me, and I'm not trying to argue with that. I'm just trying to make this work. How would you determine,
right,
you know, just let's say you have a neighbor down the street who is always causing problems with the police, and you know they have all kinds of issues at their house, and they put in their name. Now, do I have to pick them before I pick somebody outside the city limits? How do you determine? You know, that seems arbitrary, and I'm just asking.
You're talking about the quality of the individual.
Well, you're saying pay. You know, your gives deference or pays preference to somebody within the city limits. Yeah, how do you determine? Well, okay, they're interested, but I'm not interested in appointing that person.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that you do.
Okay.
But alternatively, if you have that person outside of the city limits discussing issues, they can apply for the same reason too.
I think that's problematic statutorily, because it is your appointment period, and to put limits on your appointment brings into question the powers of mayor.
But Kathy, is it not the appointment of the mayor with the confirmation of the council?
So absolutely.
You can effectuate that input by verbally telling,
right,
you know, I'm not going to vote for
correct
your appointment unless if it meets this criteria.
Yeah.
Let the record reflect their council prefers a preference, okay, but not in the actual ordinance.
So in that process, though, then does Would we know if there was people from inside the city that were, you know, were interested, or we would never know that?
That's the issue. You're trying to orchestrate something that is limiting the power of the mayor to make the appointments with your advice and consent. I mean, it's getting a little convoluted.
So if somebody petitions the city to join, that is a public record, correct? So if they filled out the form.
You asking me or asking
Kathy?
Yes.
Yeah. So if somebody's filled out a form to say, I would like to be considered for that would be a public record.
Okay.
So you'd be able to FOIA for it if we didn't give it to you voluntarily.
Trying to answer.
I don't know why we wouldn't give it to you voluntarily.
Of course.
Yeah.
And so I'm not trying to put words in the your mouth, but if you have reservations with this, tell me. I thought it was a way to get somebody who's been real involved,
or another person who's been really involved in the city, I guess either one of them, really involved, been in the community their whole lives, have business in the community, live just outside the community, but they're not in city limits to get them involved. If you're all not comfortable with it, it's not that huge of a deal. I thought, God, these are people involved in the community, and they've been, you know, one of them's been here pretty much the whole life. The other one's been here 25 years, having business in the community, served on our volunteer boards already. And it could change right in the future, could be someone else. And it doesn't mean I would always pick somebody outside the city or the next mayor would. But if you have that many reservations, it's not that big of a deal. I'm just trying to get people involved versus having, as Chris, you know, there's times it was tough to get people. And you could put that on me because I could call my neighbor, hey, you want to serve on this commission? Sure, what's it do? But I don't want to just pick people who just, you know, off the wall.
May I?
You may.
Oh, thank you. So the reason this...
Time's up.
The reason this statute says a plan commission can be within a mile and a half is because, as you all well know, our zoning authority goes within a mile and a half. And that's the basis. So that this isn't like some crazy idea. There was always in the law the basis for allowing.
And the city allowed it.
Oh, that statute. We rezone or we.
No, I'm
review.
Saying, but the city rules allowed it one time.
Yes.
And again, this is not a mile and a half, it's a quarter mile.
At 2010 is when it was changed, just as Gary Gilinski became mayor. He didn't like it.
No, that's fine.
He proposed it and it changed.
Again, I'm not. It was an idea to try to get people involved, but if y'all have heartache over it, we can move on. Seaver, any thoughts one way or the other?
I would, you know, I guess I would just wonder if there isn't a way to improve our recruiting, lack of a better term, recruiting effort. You know, when positions like this become available, I really read through everything today, but I got out on the street and I talked to probably three or four people. Did you know there was an opening? No.
Can I ask you?
Do you ever know when there's an opening?
We do.
And people really don't.
We do post.
I know, but I'm not sure where that posting's getting out to the right people.
Yeah, that's fair. Seaver, let me ask you a question. You're not running for election. Would you like to be on the plan commission? Listen, if you're going to say yes, I'll just drop this and move on. I'll put it in for mayor. Foot and mouth.
Ask me in 5 months.
Oh, that's a cop out. Okay, so your preference is to keep it in the city.
Yes.
And Ken, I think yours is.
Definitely.
Is that your preference? I'm not trying to put words in your mouth. It's just an idea I had to talk about staff.
The current case is a little twisted because this is a current person on it, a current person that was here since 2000, right, or 2004. So I was thinking more what happens down the road, even when it's a different.
Yeah, that's fair.
That was my reservation on it, but that was it. This is a person we know. He's on our commission now, so. That's what it is. I read the paper.
Yeah, no, that's correct. That's correct. Hey, Chris, I'm getting back here.
Two points in closing. Obviously, this is intended for a person that has been serving diligently to the board. You know, and I've gone to several plan commissions. He's been a good commissioner. He's done a good job for the board. Now he knowingly moved out of city limits, and that's my first crux right there. And so now we're carving the rule of the law around that. So I get it. The intent is to try to retain somebody that has willingly volunteered their time to the city, but then also knowingly has gone outside of the city limits, outside of our rules, and in hindsight now we're looking to recraft the law for that. And then the second part is, out of 25,000 people nearly, we struggle to fill 7 seats on the board. And I think Seaver said it well, we need to up our recruiting process. You know, whether it's in the mailers that we send out every other month or water bills or however we do it, maybe we just need to do a better job of trying to get those candidates. And I agree with you, we do need to be selective. You know, we can't just take anybody that comes to these for these applications, but maybe we just need to do a better job of trying to get out the fact that we have these vacancies to fill. But I do think it's very important to keep it now in the city. I mean, that's the point, is we want residents looking at this. There's a county version of the zoning board that looks at county issues, but we all do, we have back and forth for a mile and a half reviews. So I just think it's important to keep it in the city.
Okay. Well, I'm not hearing a lot of support for this. Or, no, let me rephrase. I'm hearing mixed. It's not that big of an issue.
Can I ask a question, too?
Yeah.
Probably for Christine more so. Have any of the meetings that you've been having have to be canceled due to lack of quorum or just due to lack of action items?
We've had meetings all this year. Previously, we've had to have meetings canceled. So, like, last year and early part of this year until we got new members.
Members, okay. And right now we're at 6, or we're at 7, and could potentially lose one, just for
Yes.
Okay.
So here, and I again, I'm not going to pick the battle if you don't want to. Let me ask this: would you be willing? When you probably don't know when the terms expire, do you, off the top of your head? No. I was going to say, would you be willing to do it for like a year? And
that's what I was kind of.
But I still have to reappoint
the person. Keep it intact now, and then this would, you know.
Yeah, shit, that is too hard. How about this?
That's too hard.
Dan and Matt, will you withdraw your motion in your second? And we'll just move on. We won't do it.
That's fine. I'll withdraw the motion.
Perfect. We'll move on. That's fine. It was good discussion. I want to have discussion. And I will tell them that some of you just don't like them and you don't.
I just want to point out
there's no recording. Who's up for re-election?
Excellent. Well, I appreciate the discussion. Okay. We are on to, this one's exciting, too. This really is exciting. It's kind of mundane, but I'm looking for a motion in a second to approve an ordinance for a water easement agreement with ComEd for Timber Ridge.
Second.
Okay. And this is Brad, Eric, this is to complete the loop off of 126, right?
That is correct, and it'll allow them to finish that subdivision to build the rest of the houses in the south end.
And the expectation is, or the hope, depending on the weather, I suppose, is that they might have this finished and up and going by mid to end January?
Yes.
Yeah. So, any questions? Roll call.
Transier.
Aye.
Merrick.
Aye.
Cornelius.
Aye.
Koch.
Aye.
Plocher.
Yes.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Terulis.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Okay, thank you very much. Public Works.
Got three items. item one is PW 2024-90-94, with resolution approving an engineering agreement with EEI for the Kennedy Road Improvements Phase 1 engineering agreement. It's a motion. A resolution approving the engineering agreement with Engineering Enterprises Incorporated, the Kennedy Road Improvements Phase 1 engineering agreement, and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
Is there a second?
Second.
That was by, is that Rusty?
Yep.
Okay. Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Merrick.
Aye.
Cornelius.
Aye.
Koch.
Aye.
Plocher.
Yes.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Terulis.
Aye.
Transier.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Very nice.
Item two, PW24-98, a motion to approve a resolution authorizing the purchase of 1243 replacement water meters in the amount not to exceed $735,000. $93 and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
Is there a second?
Second.
I mean, are Plocher?
He was first.
Who was he?
Rusty.
Oh, Rusty, okay. Rusty again then. Okay, and Eric, you said after this we will be caught up on the ones that need to be replaced immediately, correct?
Yeah, these are the immediate needs. These are the old walking route and the old itrons that the reading system for the itrons is not supporting.
And then the next group, barring failure, the next group is going to be, what, 4 or 5 years out? We'll start replacing.
We can start with the oldest ones and work our way.
Okay. So this will be the big push for the next several years.
This is the biggest push. This will help us get up and going and into the 21st century.
And it'll help us with the DuPage water loss requirements, correct?
Yeah, that's the biggest reason, is it'll give us an accurate read.
Okay. Other questions, comments? Mr. Plocher?
Could we made it to 134 so it looked nice then?
We could have, but we want to be different.
Oh, why isn't it 1, 2, 3, 4?
I said 1,243.
Yeah.
I get it now. Took me a while.
It would have been nice. Okay.
I thought that was like that April whatever joke that people talk about. Okay, any discussion other than that? Roll call, please.
Cornelius.
Aye.
Coke.
Aye.
Plocher.
Yep.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Trulis.
Aye.
Transier.
Aye.
Merrick.
Yeah.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
Okay, item three, PW 2024-99. Motion to approve the resolution approving a quote for certain improvements to the Rob Roy drainage ditch in the amount not to exceed $124,715 and authorizing mayor and city clerk to execute.
Your second?
Second.
Mayor? This will be the end of the work and needs to be finished by end of December, correct?
Correct.
And all unused monies at that point will be returned.
Returned to the county.
Which, if we use all this, it'll be what, 50, 60, 70 grand, somewhere in there?
About 70 grand.
Yeah. 75. If we finish this all. So, got a lot of work done. It was good work, too, correct?
It did. It really improved the drainage district's outlook and future.
And that helps city residents, too.
Absolutely.
On the north.
Everything north.
Nice. Okay. Other questions or comments? Mr. Transier.
And this is all work that still needs to be completed because of that settlement? Wasn't there a lawsuit? Am I mistaken?
This is a little different than that. The settlement is what allowed the rate to be set, I believe,
correct,
for the collection of the... And this is just above and beyond that.
This doesn't mean they won't ask for more in the future.
But I believe that has to go through the judge.
It absolutely does.
That's what I was thinking about.
Yeah.
Like, when does this bit stop? Pouring money.
Never. The drainage districts were created, and
yep.
Unless you can change the state statute. Are you running for governor?
I am not.
No.
No.
Neither am I. I guess Dan will have to keep doing this.
Yep.
Any other questions?
Mr.
Funkhauser.
Yeah, I'm going to vote no on this. This is a pass-through of funds from the county, from the federal government. We're a facilitator of these funds. We expend staff time, staff hours to get this done. I recommended that we kick this back to the county, make them get it done by the end of December, since that's the timeline. The 31st, this has to be done. So it can be moved forward, but it's just more time and effort on our part for something that the county should facilitate on their own.
Any other questions or comments? We've approved everything to this point, correct, Eric? Okay. Roll call, please.
Coke.
Aye.
Plocher.
Yes.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Trulis.
Aye.
Transier.
Aye.
Merrick.
Yeah.
Cornelius.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
That's it.
Well, nice. Nothing else then? Okay. Economic Development Committee.
No report.
Public safety. We have some stuff.
Yeah, there are two on here. So the first one. I'll make a motion to approve a resolution authorizing the purchase of two Ford Interceptor sports utility vehicles from Merrill Brothers Ford Incorporated in an amount not to exceed $154,452 and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
Seconded by Terulis. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Plocher.
Yes.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Trulis.
Aye.
Transier.
Aye.
Merrick.
Yeah.
Cornelius.
Aye.
Coke.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. Next.
Next, I make a motion to approve a resolution approving an intergovernmental agreement between Yorkville Community Unit School District 115 and the United City of Yorkville for a school resource officer and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
Seconded by Coke, or was that Merrick? Merrick. Okay. Jim, this is very similar to what we've done in the past, correct? That's fine. Any questions or comments? Any questions or comments? Roll call, please.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Terulis.
Aye.
Transier.
Aye.
Merrick.
Yeah.
Cornelius.
Aye.
Coke.
Aye.
Plocher.
Yeah.
Motion carries.
And Jim, to answer your question, that's the way it's been. Consistent, okay? Yes, thank you. Okay, that was a question from way earlier Jim had. Okay, admin consent. Oh, shoot, that. No, wait.
Great.
Item one.
I
admin.
I should make you read it.
You want me to read it? I'll read it. I don't care.
Yeah, I'll be okay. Joe did all the work for me in the meeting, so read it.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. ADM 2024-50, resolution approving liability cyber and workers' compensation insurance for 2025. It's a motion to approve a resolution approving liability cyber and workers' compensation insurance coverage for the calendar year 2025 and authorizing the mayor and city clerk to execute.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Koch. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Terulis.
Aye.
Transier.
Aye.
Merrick.
Yes.
Cornels.
Aye.
Koch.
Aye.
Plocher.
Yes.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Okay, do you have anything else in admin, or do we take care of
them? I'm going to read all the consent statements.
Do you want to?
I don't.
Okay, well, then I guess we won't do that.
I read it before.
Park board?
No report.
Plan commission? Whew. We gonna get any work done now? We don't have a member. I'm looking for a motion to approve PZC 2024-27, EDC 2479, an ordinance approving the final plat of subdivision for Grand Reserve Units 18 and 25.
Second. Or a motion.
Second.
Second by Merrick. Any discussion? Roll call.
Plocher.
Yes.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Terulis.
Aye.
Transier.
Yes.
Merrick.
Yes.
Cornels.
Aye.
Koch.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Item 2024-28, I'm sorry, PZC 2428. EDC 2480, looking for motion to approve an ordinance for the final plat of subdivision of Grand Reserve Unit 21.
So,
second.
Merrick and Cornels, discussion. Ready? Roll call, please.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Terulis.
Aye.
Transier.
Aye.
Merrick.
Aye.
Cornels.
Aye.
Koch.
Aye.
Plocher.
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. City Council update.
No report.
City Clerk.
No report.
Liaison report. Staff report.
Just one item. Chief Jensen is going to report on the events.
So December 2nd, we do our Christmas for the Cops shopping for kids in our community. We are partnering with the Kiwanis Club and Restore Church and Target. We should have 35 kids they can find gifts for. We'll have Santa here on December 5th, starting at 5 p.m. First session, 5 to 6 p.m. Second session, 6:30 to 7:30. You're all welcome to join us. Pizza, cookies, juice box, kids. That's it.
Thank you.
5 to 6 is the first session.
December 2nd, did you say?
December 5th is the Santa time. December 2nd is our shopping.
Oh, we have a busy. Oh, yeah, Chris, you told me we have a busy day. Fifth is what time?
5 to 6 is the first session. We'll have 19 kids there.
19?
Yep.
That's exciting for them and their families. Okay, I'll probably ask you again. And that's here, right?
Correct.
So I'll send you the flyer, John.
What's that?
I'll send John the flyer.
It'd be great. There you go. I'll probably still forget it.
We'll all send it to you.
That's pretty funny. I'd still probably forget.
I'll do a calendar invite.
If there were, if there were 8 of you here, I could probably do it, but I don't. Okay. Any other staff report items?
No other reports.
Okay. Mayor's report continued. Building updates, we don't have anything, do we?
No.
Water study, we've been talking about water stuff throughout. Additional business? And what did you say we have for executive session? We had quite a few items. Minutes review, legal, right, Kathy? You had some legal stuff you want to talk about? Personnel, union negotiations.
Sure.
Citizen comments? Anyone want to comment? Executive session? Is there a motion to adjourn?
Yes.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Thank you very much.